morning, everyone. Welcome back to another live episode of the Chilling with Chillers podcast. I am your host that forever does the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, when, how, why, I will always and forever be one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to. My bad for not looking directly into the camera. I'm sending out notifications right now, letting everybody know that I'm going live because we're going to talk today. And I got everything set up just right. Just right. All right, let's jump into this. So my original plan was to speak on, you know, something personal. Not personal, but just do an episode pertaining to mental health. But then a rapper by the name of Kendrick Lamar changed all that when he dropped yesterday. So now we have substance. We have things that we're going to talk about today. But I need whoever's in this lot, get the hell out of here. Here comes you. You know what's crazy now, John? You know what's crazy now? The comments are recorded. So go ahead. The comments are recorded. So watch, whatever you say is going to be on here. And there's a lot that I want to talk about music-wise. I'm not going to get into what I wanted to get into. I'll save that for another time. But yes, I was talking about Kendrick's response, Euphoria. Now, before we talk about this, yeah, yo, it's a very long story. Coming back May 1st, you know what I mean? I have to let Easter have its time. Thank God I want everyone in. Now I'm bringing the smoke. Yo, keep that energy. We could press the join button. It's right there. But what was I going to say? Look at John coming in. Yeah. Oh, no. I was coming in. Listen, Steph, I was coming in with every intention of following the notes. Yo, hang on. Let me tag this. This is going to be the comment of the day. Yeah, Steph, I do have to update you too on like a lot. I don't know if you noticed like the track. We'll get into that another time. But I need everyone who's going to watch this live later after it's recorded, who's going to participate, to give me unbiased opinions, because what's been going on as of lately is that everyone who's speaking about this Kendrick Drake rap beef has had a clear bias. And it's like, I can't even talk to them because they're automatically going to show. You can have a side, but you have to be able to, like, what's the best way to say this? You have to be able to be fair, you know? You can't just say something was bad because it was bad. You can't just say something was good because it's your version of good. You get what I'm saying? We need... I need to have an open dialogue and talk about what was good, what was bad, and why. I'm perfect for this. I'm unbiased. John, did you listen to the song? Steph, did anybody listen to Euphoria? Do we have anyone here who's willing to go the distance? Because this is a music-based episode today. It's live. It's recorded. So all these comments, John, you know, last time you had some allegations involving Diddy and your sidekicks and I. All right, so Tommy said it was good. No, Tommy. You and I aren't doing that. If you got time, you could join us live, because that is not what you... No, you did say that. Look at me, about to be on my academics. I thought the song was good. It was really good. A lot of people are comparing it to Drake's TaylorMade Freestyle, and they're saying, oh, it doesn't have replay value. It's not as good. It's kind of mid. I think the whole point of the first two direct disses that we got, they're supposed to be lukewarm. They're not going to be the ether that's expected. Even though, in my genuine opinion, we're at this stage when it comes to these two having static, that the ether should have dropped a long time ago. From the moment Like That dropped, and then we got Push-Ups, which I consider group responses, and I'll elaborate on that. If these two had so much of a yo, you don't want to do that, we should have just got it. Because now it's starting to look like it's an entertainment kind of thing. And it is, because, you know, thank goodness, hopefully it's not as serious as, like, I don't want this to escalate to the point where, you know, people are outside and it's a violent summer. It's an unforgettable summer. I want this to be more so like, not friendly competition. I just want consistent music. Steph said I didn't get to. I'm still stuck on Mr. Brown's diss track. Mr. Brown's diss track. I don't know why I'm rubbing my hands like Birdman. That's crazy, but we're in the chill zone. But in my genuine opinion, this is how I break everything down. So when Like That first came out, that was a group response. Therefore, I don't consider the Drake diss because everybody on that song either indirectly or directly dissed Drake, but it took a group effort. And then, Chris Brown. Mr. Brown. It's crazy, like, Chris Brown is at that age where we call him Mr. Well, I don't call him Mr. Brown, but let me... Yeah, we got to talk about that, too. But what was I saying? So, Like That was a group diss. Push-ups was a group response. I don't consider that a Kendrick diss, even though the majority of that song was about Kendrick because he mentioned other rappers. It's not the direct diss that I was looking for, so I just put those two in a different box. Now, we're talking TaylorMade. TaylorMade had a lot of mixed reviews, but overall it was good. I thought it was good because at the end of To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick speaking to Tupac via a recording, and the fact that Drake used AI to respond, that was clever. So to me, he had points of creativity. Now, if you want to talk about using or being kind of disrespectful by using the voice of the dead, then it's like, okay, morality wise, thumbs down. But overall, it was good for what he did and how he did it. I loved it. It being taken down does not take away the impact that it had. Euphoria, on the other hand, if you think about it, they're both saying the same things to each other. It's just one is being direct, one is being clever with the wordplay. Euphoria needs about 3 to 4 listens before anyone can tell me that that song isn't as good as TaylorMade. So I'm not even going to hear anything. Oh, it's literally only been 24 hours. When I first heard it, it's crazy because my phone was dead and I wasn't going to charge my phone. What I was going to do, it's a very interesting slope using the Mr. Dead period. Oh, using the Dead period. It is, but being that it was used, the reason why I'm, here's how I look at it. Tupac was dead when Mortal Man was out, when Kendrick made the song Mortal Man. It was used tastefully in that regards. It was used distastefully when Drake did it, but because it kind of connects to why he did it, it makes a lot of sense. Now, if Kendrick would have been saying Tupac is my favorite rapper, never used any audio from him, then it would have been the real question. I'm not doing that with you. I'm not doing that with you because eventually I got to connect to, like, not higher powers, but these will be the episodes they'll cycle through and be like, yo, you want to explain why you theorized and was speaking on the dead? Like, I wasn't. That was creative wise, I got why he did that. So I can't say it was distasteful because I paid attention to that in a sense where it's like, okay, that makes sense. Now if he does it again, then it's just like, all right, now you're just being crazy. But where's the guest? You know, I don't know. I did tell a lot of people last night that I was going to do this episode, and I wasn't. The intention of the episode that I had planned was supposed to speak on, like I said, it was supposed to be a mental health kind of episode. And then Kendrick changed all of that. Like, I was literally going to let my phone just, it died. And that was the first time my phone died in a while. Like, I usually catch it when it's at 4%. But I plugged the phone in. My group chats that I'm in said, yo, Kendrick responded. I listened to it and I said, I got it. I've been slacking just in general. So in this case, I want to kind of be ahead of the curve and just be like, let's talk about it. Let's dissect it. Let's get into this. But hang on for 1 second. I'm actually going to try to send out some. Do I sound clear? I can't hear myself, so I don't know if I sound clear. Visually, everything looks great. The sun is out. Look at the vibrance. You know what I mean? Allegedly. When it comes to all of this in general, I think it's entertainment at best because I do believe because both these artists are on labels, they can't really respond how they're going to. So it's going to be looked at, hey, we're going to do this. Let's do this right, guys. Don't drop that yet. Make it. Yeah. That's empowering and I'm going to use that. But I feel like their labels are like, yo, let's just make it more entertaining. In a sense, It's kind of WWE, because if you really didn't like anybody, if you really were that direct, if you were 10 toes down, you should have been did this a long time ago, in all honesty. Now, I get giving people chances, but a lot of people are saying, and I'm going to agree with this, that Kendrick's song has a lot of, like, genuine, like, I don't like you energy. Like, he's basically saying how much I don't like you and I hate you. So I'm like, all right, if you want that type of time, this should have been out. But then again, out of sight, out of mind. And it's like, you know what? If I don't like you, I'm not going to acknowledge you. But allegedly, this has been ongoing for 10 years now. And from Drake's point of view, I hear it in most of his songs. He's like, don't make me do this. I could do this. I'm like, if you want to, do it. No one's stopping you from doing this but you. Even if it did come with repercussions, you want to be known as this authentic person. I'm speaking on all musicians at this point. You want to be known as this authentic, tough guy, this real threat, or the person not to play with. And you've been dancing around this. And for all the other rappers who finally are dissing Drake for whatever reasons, just say what the reason is. We as the consumers, we're going to listen to the music regardless. We're going to be opinionated regardless. But you don't have to be this person where you're like, I'm sick of like trying to figure out why Metro doesn't like Drake, why Ross isn't like Drake, why Future, why Weeknd. I know why Kanye doesn't like Drake. Kanye is the only person that said it straight up, even though he's been back and forth. Because one minute he'll say he doesn't like him, next minute he'll praise him. The other minute he's like, yo, let's do a concert. Then it's just like, yo, leave him alone. I think, and this is what I've been hearing, so I can't even say I think, that Drake is saying no to a lot of these features. And a lot of these guys are like, yo, Summer, come on, you usually give us something. I know you was on tour with Cole. I know you want to take a break, but I kind of need you for this. And Drake's probably like, nah. Now, I'm not taking away that Drake... I'm not saying Drake is innocent in all of this. I think that all of them have done things to each other where it's been overlooked for the sake of, hey, this is a business. Let's make money. Add me to the list. You talking about... Yo, I got a story about the Marvin's Room thing too, but... Long story short, I was talking to like people younger than me, and they were talking about how good that song was. And I was like, hey, what y'all know about that? What y'all know about Marvin's Room? Do I even know why it was called Marvin's Room? When I found out, the reason was stupid. Look at, yo, John is in his bag. Sir, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. But my point in general is that I hate this, because we got this with Pusha T, where it was like we were dancing around what we could have done, and you should just do it. I think that if you have something that could end somebody's career and you really don't like the person, why are you not doing it? Are there strings pulling you that are preventing you from being the person you want to be? Or you genuinely feel like you're going to wait to see? Is it a chess move, or is it predetermined that you can't do anything? So let's get this direct energy out the way. Like, Cat Williams kicked the year off with, like, the truth was coming out. Now we're kind of dancing around again. I don't like the fact that it took a bunch of rappers coming together to take out one rapper, because, one, you're giving him too much power, while at the same time saying he's not who everyone thinks he is. But y'all have to come together to say that. Y'all can't just stand 10 toes. You know why I think they did that? So it's, like, when everything is, like, said and done and they can all make nice. They're like, yo, you know what, man? It wasn't really my day. Metro called me, so I'm not really here for that. I'm here for the music. Ross, I think he terminated his friendship with Drake. And here's the thing, too. We're talking about what's being used now to kind of come at Drake, calling him white boy, going at his skin color, his heritage, whatever you want to call it. I think that's a bad move, because what's not working now worked for you all before. So when you were all collaborating with him, were these thoughts in the back of your mind, or was it just like, nah, he's cool? Because now all of a sudden we're like, nah, you know, you're not even real, you want to be black so bad. I'm like, the man is black, and you think it's corny now, but it was working for you when you needed it to work for you. So I need more. I need real reasons. I feel like everybody's dancing around what it is. My theories were Drake probably stole a lot of these dudes' girlfriends. Drake is probably pillow talking. These guys are probably pillow talking too. You know how men have really, our egos are really easy to bruise. So, you know, it's probably going to be one of those things where, nah, I don't care about that chick. So when you really think about it, why did he talk to her directly? I think it's something like that. I think all of these guys got their feelings hurt either through denial of collaborations, stealing girls, jealousy, because one thing was pointed out that Drake's been on top for 15 years. That's credit to him, but that's also not his fault. If you really wanted it that badly, you know, put more of an effort in. Become the person that we start looking at where we're like, all right, let's pay attention to this. There's been a lot of artists who've been successful throughout Drake's entire reign, and they just settled for what they... I'm not saying, like, I know that directly, but what I'm saying is there a limit to how many albums you can drop? Is there a limit to how many singles you can make? Is there a limit? I mean, I guess contractually, yes, but in a sense, it's like, you're not... I guess I'm saying push... I'm making excuses. If you wanted it, you would have did it. That's what I'm pretty much going to say. I'm going to stand on that for now. John said, that's why I'm still a boy. What's wrong with you, bro? I just realized I'm screen recording, so whatever I send out is, like, being shown. It is what it is at this point. I don't care. We're going to kick it off right here. But, yeah, Euphoria was really good. I think we all need to just... What we all should do is when all of these diss songs come out and everything is finally concluded, sit down and listen to all of them again. His DMs as he sells. Yeah, you're gonna see all my industry connections. You're gonna wonder why I'm able to talk about this so safely. Well, you know, John, podcaster to podcaster, I don't like... Can you tell when people are being, like, biased in a sense where you see that they're not saying what they want to say, and you know exactly why they're not saying it? If that makes sense, I don't know if that makes sense. Like, am I wrong for that? Am I asking that the wrong way? Like, you kind of feel like people are just... They're not... He said, huh? And I don't want to do that, especially with this. I feel like with music, it's fun to talk about. But for most podcasters that I follow, for most YouTubers or anyone that I follow, they play it so safe. Or you could tell they already picked a side. They just want to be like... Because the reason for most now I'm hearing is that Kendrick took too long to respond. Drake's response time, I heard, was... 3 days over Kendrick's response time. And then they're saying the song is too long. I think it's perfect that the song is long because it makes it for the time that he took to respond to it. So, and then they said they don't like his voice. Drake uses accents. He used Tupac as an AI. It's like we're finding reasons to just say you may be worried about relationships they may or may not have, or they're trying to have. But it's like, if I was cool with Drake, if I was cool with Kendrick, if I was cool with Cole, I would tell them, listen, I would be honest. I probably wouldn't be as honest as I would like to be, because I did hear something along the lines a long time ago from people who make music that when it comes to music, that's still something that they're passionate about and that's their baby. So you should be mindful. And I think if you give harsh criticism, you should be willing to receive harsh criticism. But for me, I think these artists need to get off their high horse and understand that I'm allowed to tell you what's good and what's bad. If I tell you what's good and it's not really good, you're going to keep doing it or not. You're going to keep following something that I'm not. If I can't be honest with my friends, then we're not friends. Even from a business standpoint, like, I'd rather be an honest businessman than a liar. I'm not going to be somebody that's going to be like, yeah, nah, it works just because it's bringing money currently. Because when it's going to stop working and everybody traces back, it's going to be like, why weren't you honest with me about this in the first place? Yeah, thank you. See, John, hold up. Let me tag this, because this is John gets it. He gets it. We work well together because that's it's genuine animosity there. We know that at the end of the day. That's why it works. That's why it's always going to work. That's crazy, but that's how I feel about all of it now. It's like I miss the days where authenticity was in journalism. Even if it was like 75% fake opinions and just the generic opinions. It was that 25% that was like, yo, I'm not going to do that. Your biggest hater is also your biggest motivator. Honestly, Drake has a lot of motivation to drop a lot. So he's been always alluding that people hated him. He might have manifested that, because I think Kendrick was right when he said that, you know, he's getting paranoid. I don't think nobody hates you. I think it's a lot of self-hate, but that's a whole different conversation, because I'm not talking about the artist. I'm just talking about their projects. But a lot of people keep saying that he hates himself. And I'm like, I think you kind of manifested that, bro. I think people really thought you were cool and then you just started. Or, as an artist, you probably created these problems to have problems to talk about. Because he was the R&B guy when he first came out. And now he's the money guy, the tough guy. And I'm using these terms not to be disrespectful, but just to be like, this is what you have. So now everybody's like, all right, I'm listening. Like, who's your enemy? Because I just recorded with you. All of a sudden, you got people that want to be you, bro. I just want a feature. That's all I wanted. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the response is going to be. And the response from there. Now the ball's back in Drake's court. And if you have this ether, drop it. Don't play around with it, because what's going to happen is a lot of people want to play chess when sometimes you just got to play checkers. Sometimes you wait too long. You give your opponent an opportunity for an opening that you didn't anticipate for. Then you're done. Then nobody's going to care about what ether you had, because their ether is going to trump yours. I want music. I want consistent music. I want music to be... Exactly. Drop it yesterday. Like, that's what I want. Drop it yesterday. And I'm going to try to do this one more time. Hang on, guys. Forgive me. There we go. You guys can't see what I'm sending, but the recording is going to see what I'm sending. But that's fine, because this is an authentic podcast. I have nothing that I'm... Y'all might see, you know, I was talking to... y'all might know him, man. It's crazy. Curtis Jackson. It's nothing, but don't worry. Nah, that's crazy. That's crazy. But, yeah, like, I want... You said she's too quiet. Is she still... My thing is... When it comes to these lives, see, I'm off today. That's why I dropped the live so early. But normally, she says she's listening. She's in the boardroom like, no. When he says something that we don't like, we're going to cut the audio. We're going to cut the feed. I'm not trying to say that everyone is being. I don't want to criticize everyone else when it comes to their critiques, because I get why at the end of the day. But sometimes it's like, when we anticipate people's opinions that we value, and we can tell that you're not being 100% authentic, you're not really losing credibility, but it's just like, we can tell you're more concerned about your relationships than you are being authentic with your platform. And I'm saying you can't be 100% reckless. That's why you got a code switch. You can say things in a... Wait, sir, you're supposed to be on the line. I didn't say anything. Yo, I didn't say nothing. But it's just, it's way too much bias these days. And I got so annoyed with half the conversations I had, because I'm a fan of all three of these artists. My favorite artist is J. Cole. When J. Cole dropped out, mentally I checked out. But then when I'm seeing what's brewing between these two other artists that are in the competition right now, I think Cole just said, you know something, I'm here for fun. Y'all here for a whole different reason. Let me back out of this, because I just wanted to rap with the bros. And y'all hate each other. I've been trying to have y'all sit down for the longest. And it's just not working. I'm going to apologize, because I thought you were coming with friendly competition. If you want to diss me, diss me. I think that's what happened. But even in Cole's thing, that's kind of annoying, because why not just be direct? If you're not going to be direct in the music, be direct in your approach. Just say, like, I'll make sure the lawyer sent you. I didn't receive the contract, and I would also like to take him off this topic. I can't do that to this. I mean, John, if you want to join, like, this is... I'm just strictly speaking on this. Not really so much analyzing the... This is too much, because what I'm saying is my opinion. I'm not saying... What I'm saying is not facts. It is. But, you know, I'm just saying it to say that when it comes to giving these opinions, be honest. Like, stop looking at, what if Drake sees this? What if Kendrick sees this? What if Cole sees this? And to my friends who are, like, doing music, to everyone I know that's doing music, don't worry about the relationships you have in the future. Be authentic now. And then you'll still connect with everybody. Being a proud member of the audience. No, listen, I appreciate you both every time y'all join the live. And I checked. I was paranoid, too, because I was saying to myself, watch. Either I'm going to be unable to record because I have no... Like, it's going to say on the... My iPhone's going to be like, listen, yo, you run out of space. So I wanted to make sure everything was good. We prepped. Laptop is charged. As soon as I end this episode, I'm going to work on getting the audio uploaded. We're here. Like, I use my black magic to... Yo, and that's another thing, too. This is definitely going to be an extended conversation. Topics like this, I can't just... do on my own. At the very best, I could express my opinion, but there's a lot of people that I'm having conversations with that they said, you know, we'll come to your platform and talk about it. But then, you know what it is, too? They knew I was coming with, like, the hard-hitting questions. So I was like, nah, what happened to this? Because a lot of people, you know, not to be off topic, did you talk to John about the WWE draft yet? No, and that's pretty much John's department. John, I don't know if you got time to get on the live if you want to talk about that, because I'm not as invested into wrestling as I used to be. I'm aware of a lot, but no. Why are you trying to expose me? Bro, you listen, this is your area. I'm giving you flowers reluctantly, because you know we hate each other. Y'all see the pinned comment. But what was the last time I heard about wrestling? Something related to The Rock. And that was about it. Like, but Steph, are you into wrestling? Like, are you like WWE is? I'm just, okay. We're still back on this. And this is why I took a break. I had to like make sure that everybody stood on the comments that they stood on last time. And then from there, we're just like, we're sticking with what we're saying. But if we're not, then I'm leaving this alone. But with wrestling, you know what's funny? A lot of people will say that wrestling is fake, right? And I don't know if I told John this. I believe that the fights are real, but, you know, the story is scripted. How I found that out the hard way. I remember there was a storyline with Vince McMahon, and his car blew up. And I was just like, yo, what? And then the next day, that's when Chris Benoit died and Vince McMahon was on stage. And I was just like, hold up. Huh? That's when it really clicked. But as much as we hone in on wrestling, I think sports has an entertainment section in it, just like I do music. I think a lot of it is part of the script. Like, for example, I didn't watch the game last night, but some of my coworkers did, and the Knicks lost. And I was like, why do I feel like that was supposed to be part of the plan? Like, the Knicks they weren't supposed to do a full sweep, but they're supposed to, for ticket sales purposes, really throw the game. Because I heard somebody say, yo, how did the Knicks lose? I fell off 3 years ago. I got back into wrestling 9 years ago. So 2015, right? What was going on in wrestling in 2015? That's kind of when I mentally checked out, too. I think, was it 2015? The last time I got into wrestling, well, the last time I was invested into wrestling was when, come on, easy math. Listen, not for all of us, right? I'm getting up there in age. See, that's the problem. That's the difference between you and I, right? I could be authentic about that. But the last time I was invested into wrestling, Batista, Undertaker, and Shawn Michaels had like this three-way feud. And I remember Batista was dying to fight Undertaker, and then Undertaker. Actually, when Undertaker lost his streak, I was done. I was like, yeah, I had one thing that kept me real then. I'm waiting for The Rock to get into the Hall of Fame, and then I think I'll be down to wrestling. Nah, nothing really. Carmelo was still, I have a hard time remembering my age. Nah, I never forget. My back reminds me all the time. Eight from 40 is wild, because at that point, my podcasting is just going to consist of like just sitting back. I'm going to have the glasses on. What's going on, everybody? It's Chillis. I don't know why I'm going to sound like that. I'm probably have the salt and pepper thing going on, and I'll just talk about life, gardening tips, gardening hacks, if TikTok is still around. And we could talk about that, too. We are in a world where our government is concerned about an app because it doesn't have the same restrictions and guidelines as everything else, yet we aren't even safe from the guidelines, the restrictions that they allegedly throw at us. So that's like another kind of... These two are bonding the... I'm looking at the comments. It's like, oh my gosh. But some good water. Can we talk about the TikTok, man? Are we gonna? I just started to try to get into growing TikTok, and they abandoned it, bro. I said the same thing. Although to be fair, I was dragging my feet with TikTok because I was kind of like, around the time actually, when I was trying to get into it, they were mentioning that TikTok was gonna get banned. So I was like, let me stay away. But then it stuck around. And now we're in this stage again where I finally got the hang of it. And it's like, I hate Bobby Lashley. Steph, this is a screen recording too. So are you doubling down on this? Or are you going to be like, oh, look at you trying to change it into TikTok? I think TikTok is going to stick around, but it's going to become either absorbed into Meta, similar to Meta, or it's just not going to be as free. I don't know why they're so obsessed with restricting whatever it is they're trying to restrict, because their logic made no sense. And there's definitely a lot more things in the world more important than an app. But this is why I don't speak politics, because it's like, when you speak politics, you realize it's just modern problems that need modern solutions, and we're just going to beat around the bush. We're going to worry about a lot of things other than what's really important. I mean, not to sound like that guy who's like trying to be a freedom fighter, but there's like a high number of homeless people that are wandering around than you normally would see. And things are getting a little bit crazier, way crazier. Politics, yeah, you're right. I stand on business. I hate that, man. All right, well, okay. I'm gonna tag Bobby Lashley. He's a racist as wild. But yeah, I the fact that I had to hear a news report about, you know, TikTok being discussed, I was like, what's the harm of TikTok? I know the harm in it, but TikTok is similar to Instagram. You really are going to look me in the face and tell me that TikTok and Snapchat are separate from Instagram? I mean, you're going to tell me that Snapchat and Instagram are totally different from TikTok? It's the same thing. It's not, there's nothing going on where it's like, yeah, we got to get TikTok off our phones. It's just going to be absorbed by Meta. Zuckerberg is going to get it, or Elon Musk is going to turn it into XTok or TikX or X video. Whoa. Hey, never mind. Yeah, but I was going to say something wrong. Don't we also receive a lot of products from China? So our information is already integrated already? Like, am I wrong for that? Am I saying that weird? It's like, are y'all trying to play us as fools? People legit did do taxes this year. Yeah, like, what privacy? I used my Touch ID for my phone the other day for a password, and it was saying like, yo, your password may have been leaked, so change it. And I'm like, huh? It's supposed to be a secure phone, but you know, I know it wasn't really secure, but I'm like, if my information is getting leaked through third parties, it's safe to say like China's the least of my worries. If Giovanni was here, he'd have the whole rabbit hole for you. So you are. We got our topic for our next. We have our topic and hopefully our guest for the next conversation. Giovanni is going to take us down the rabbit hole. I do feel like he'd have a whole thing. He'd have the shades on too, where he's like, "Yo, I've been waiting for this," because that is his department. But in hindsight, I don't think TikTok is any more of a risk to use than Vine was, or are all these other apps that came and went. It's just like, now I know which live not to watch. All right. Is it gonna drag? You think he's gonna have too much facts? Because you can never have enough facts. Like, you can have facts. But the crazy thing is, I got off the topic. This was supposed to be a music conversation. In the next 2 months, they. Yo, listen, man. Life is. I've said this a lot on my podcast too. I've been so ready to drop like 25 episodes consistently, and then life would be like, yeah, nah. Like, when I tell ya, my new recording program gives me stress and anxiety on a level where it's like, I'm so thankful for Instagram Live because I could just have everything set up. If I join a music conversation, it's over. If you got, bro, I see you did the 30-day challenge for your music. You could definitely talk music with me. I even fell off of that. I was like, yo, I can't believe what's happening right now. Like, but I'm here, and I'm here because of Kendrick, which pretty much throws everything I said out the window from before, because I was influenced by another artist and my actions are based off of that. If he didn't drop, I would have had the episode audio only at night about the episode that I wanted to do. And I'm probably going to do that episode. I should do that episode because I have a goal that I'm trying to achieve. I want to do 30 episodes this year. And when we jump into the next season, oh, That's already set up. One thing I will say, I always go into the new year with the next year plan because I have enough time when I don't record episodes to do that. But I am going to leave this here. At the end of the day, yo, we can, all right, okay. It's beef and season, so I get what John is trying to do. I'm not going to get roped into this, sir, all right? Just because Kat said the year is going to show the truth, you're not going to drag me into a level where you and I are going to have a pot off. Like, we're not doing that, okay? You said, let stay in your lane, okay? Let's not turn this into a WWE storyline. That would actually be kind of fire. That'd be really fire. I wonder how that would work, though. Cause I'm basically saying it would be scripted now, but that'd be kind of neat. We would have to get posters. John, I still want that drawing of you, me, and Joe doing the poses of Mahito, Yuji, and I was gonna say Todoroki, Toto. Like, I need that. I don't be lying to my feet, bro. We'll pull up the TikTok right now. Yeah, but nah, it's fine. When it's interaction, I don't mind when the topic changes. I hate when I change the topic. I came here and I did exactly what I said I was going to do, but I'm probably going to get messages later from my group chat saying, yo, when are you going back online so you can really talk about this? And shoot, I would love to get back online to do it, but mornings feel great. Triple H is taking over. The storyline is great. You know what's crazy? It's so weird how, like, when I was watching wrestling as a kid, my dad used to tell me how he used to watch wrestling. And it was so weird seeing his favorite wrestlers older. Now to see that Triple H is running things is so crazy. Because this is like, yo, I remember when you were like one of the best heels of all time. And now look at you. That's actually kind of crazy. Like, how I look at that is insane. Also, just goes to show you how, you know, old we are all getting. Let me ask Steph, John, you guys would know this better. Let me ask y'all this question. Do y'all know if St. Peter and Paul is still open? That school popped in my head the other day, and I was like, yo, is it open? Because I haven't been by there in a long time, and I'm just like, get out of here. All right, these guys are beefing. Never mind. I don't think they're going to come together for my question, but if they are, then... But I'm curious about it. It's not there, all because I was like, yo, I should stop by. Although it's been long. A lot of teachers probably retired or left. But I was thinking about that. I was like, yo, it would be cool to revisit that. Because I thought about it really hard today because I was on the train and I saw these kids with uniforms on. Something happens to the school. Never mind, yo. See, if I was like Tony Stark rich, I would have been like, I brought it back. But I'm not, so I can't. She resigned. Oh, Sister Michelle resigned. Ooh. Oh, damn. I mean, as long as she's good. You know who I thought about? Miss Pacheco. She popped in my head. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, I still remember everyone, but it was just, you know, I was like, maybe y'all might know something. Y'all don't. Of course. No. She was old. That's it. About time. She's, you know, Steph was, all right. Alright, now I was curious about it, because I was like, yo, if I have time, I'll stop by over there, but I don't want to knock on the door now. I remember when it was, like, close to summertime, and, you know, itching to get out. Good times. Well, let me wrap this up before I get lost in euphoria. Because that's the name of the this. Thank you guys for participating. I'm going to really work through this. Like I said, this live, I made some errors with like I said, we're trying to invite people, but it's cool. That's all right. Everything is a process to get to better, and we are going to. I'm in a dislike mood. This is a safe space. You can talk about these things. You know, like, hey, I can press the share button if you want to join. All right, like, we can get you guys on here. You and John, the three of us can really talk. But this is mainly like. This was my music episode, and I'm glad I got this out the way. So once again, just to elaborate, just double down, and be very clear, Kendrick's diss was the better diss between... I always get the second diss like messed up because he deleted it. But Kendrick's diss was the better diss out of that song and Taylor Made Freestyle. give the song another listen to, because that song has to be listened to two or three times before everyone starts. You're not going to tell me that's a bad diss. There's no way in the world. You can't tell me Kendrick is a good artist and then tell me that diss was mid. That just doesn't make any sense to me, because we all know how he can get down. He initiated this with Control. So now all of a sudden it's mid because we waited too long. We as consumers got to understand, like, he's not somebody that's going to disappoint us. Drake's not someone that's going to disappoint us. They're going to give us what we want, and we need to listen with full ears. We need to be attentive to it. Oh, I gotta get the schedules. Then, well, if not here, then definitely let them know I work. Let them know I work. Like, yo, I'm not. This is not. Today's not the day. Y'all lucky I'm here. That's what I really should be lucky about. And we'll get into that. And I'm about to do some serious work behind the scenes. But thank you all for tuning in. Appreciate it. The conversation is never going to be over. The group chat's still going to go off. The conversations are going to be had. Everyone's going to tell me their schedules. Hopefully the schedules can match, and then we'll be back here with a ref, because I know a lot of people are going to come in with their bias swinging. How could you say this was this? I won't say any names, but I have relatives who are speaking Canadian telling me how Kendrick is trash, but I got to leave that alone. Oh, Drew joins. Damn, I was just saying... Drew, if you got time to join live, because I just did the whole breakdown. I was just about to walk away. If you want to join and get into this, and it's screen recorded, if you really want to. All right, if y'all want Drew to join this conversation, I'm not going. Well, yeah. Well, live, no audio, yeah. Drew, are we doing this? Or should I wait? We're going to wait, everyone. Let's hear Drew's side. All right. He just coming. All right. Whoa. Sir, I'm asking if you want to participate in the live. Are you going to send jabs, or are you coming in for the ether? Because I was going to, like, I was literally about to do my send off. That's how you stay longer, I guarantee. I'm just waiting for Drew's response. He said he's with it? Alright, okay. Alright. We're about to extend this another. Yeah, what I am gonna do is. I'm not gonna be lazy. I'm not gonna cut corners. Alright, here we go.
Yo, what's good?
Y'all can hear you.
Yo. Fuck OVO, fuck Drake, that whole camp, they ain't shit. Top Dog Entertainment, niggas, fuck y'all talking about? That push-ups was weak, my nigga. Fuck out of here, man. Fuck Taylor May. It's Top Dog Entertainment, my nigga. Stop it.
Who was the bait?
Sign up with the bait. Not towards you, not towards you, bro, not towards you. I'm just saying, you know, I had to talk my shit, man, because I was just talking to my coworker about it, and he was like, yo, man, Kendrick bodied it, yo, Kendrick bodied Drake, and I'm like, thank you. For them niggas, Rory and Mal, especially Mal, fuck that nigga too, yo. Nah, we gonna talk, let's talk. Let's talk hip-hop, let's talk lyrics, let's talk, man, because I'm tired of this shit.
Yes, man, So this is why I said you got to speak with authenticity. Because if I had any intentions of forming, like, partnerships, and that's all out the window now. But I was telling everyone. So I said that if we're going to have this conversation, we can't have a bias. And we need to be – the way you came in with that energy, that's exactly what I'm looking for. This man, Giovanni, said Kendrick said nothing new. Okay. All right.
Even the Drake was saying short jokes. Like, wow, that's all you got? Yeah, like,
I was saying –
Drake is basic.
This beef has been going on for like 10 years. We don't need to be doing jabs. Go for the ether. Go for the throat. Like, let's go for kill shots at this point. I don't want this whole, like, oh man, you're short, or oh, I could say something. Say it. But I said Euphoria was the better diss between
That song, Taylor Made Freestyle, because I consider push-ups to be a response to Like That, which is a group response. Because he didn't just directly go at Kendrick, he also went at the other artists. So I'm not putting that in a conference. Yo, this dude, John, keep tagging Drake. All right. Now, when the channel gets taken down, that's what these artists do now. They just go after, they cease and desist a lot of stuff. I won't be able to log in.
Yeah, but Drake do a lot of sucker shit behind closed doors, though. Like, you know, like, it's, these are all facts. He was, Kendrick had brought up the fact that when he was dissing Meek Mill, he was going to Philly looking for dirt on Meek Mill. Like, Kendrick addressed that. He was like, yo, I'm not no, you know, no industry nigga. Like, I don't do no weird shit like that. Kendrick a real nigga, yo. He was saying some real stand-up shit in his track, yo. They just mad because they want Jimmy from Degrassi to shine. Fuck that nigga, yo. Give a fuck. Like, nah, man. We ain't going to do that to Kendrick,
this
man.
This energy I needed. Because I was doing...
Fuck all that, man. I'm tired of these niggas glorifying this basic-ass rapper. Like, don't get me wrong. Drake got some good pop music. I'm not going to say I don't rock with some of his songs. I do. I'm going to give him his flowers. But when it comes to this debate, this beef, nah, nigga, you got to give that to K-Dot.
I did. I was saying that, like, everyone, the way. So, okay. The thing that makes Drake's disses the better disses is always because he goes for the replay value. Like, Summer 16, I can listen to that song. I keep forgetting that that's a Meek Mill disc. Kendrick is. He's going for what Pusher did. He's going for the bars. He's not looking for, yo, let me see if this beat hit. He's looking, I don't care about the beat. That's why he switched it up three times. I'm trying to let you know exactly what it is I'm trying to do. I can do it acapella. So whenever, oh, nah, compared to the push-ups, yeah, I say push-ups are better because y'all enjoy listening to it. And because it's like, yo, if I play that back, I could have. No one's going to sit here and learn the words from Euphoria. And that's exactly what happened with Control. That Kendrick says stuff that other people already said, what was new or original. It's not that. Like I said before, if you listen to both of them, they both saying the same things to each other over and over. It's the fact that he responds, but he responded, but the theory going around that Kendrick was scared and all of that, like, it was better because he said a lot where... He alluded that Drake was a snitch. Let's get that out of the way. That was one of the first things. He said he had stuff to say that would make Gunna look like a saint. That went over. He called Drake a pedophile in the beginning when he said that my lyrics, your song's pacify, my song's electrify. He said that Drake had stomach surgery. That's like the third or
everybody saying that about Drake.
Giovanni said, I want to hit him. That's what I'm trying to say, too. I don't want any of these, like, I don't want to charge up back-to-back. I don't want, like, a slow. I want direct shots. I want ether. Like, I want all of this where it's like, yo, I want to talk about songs for weeks. I'm only going to talk about Euphoria for, like, about 3 weeks because I'm going to defend it against everybody who's an OVO stan. I want to talk about how good Taylor May was good because... Like I said, Drew weren't here. I said Taylor May was good because of what that song meant to me. Where using the Tupac guy to talk to Kendrick because he was talking to, like that was a cool chess move in general. Don't do it again. It's not gonna work now. But I think both of them ultimately are scared of one another because they're like, yo, if we take it there, we can't go back. And I don't know what you know. You don't. That's what I feel like. It's like they're both like, yo, what does he have? Like, bro, just drop the songs. Y'all told us all. Y'all got on Cole for this. Yeah, I said Cole was in, so he can't say nothing. These rappers can't tiptoe around now. Now we need music.
I agree, man. They need to drop those songs, man. You in a beef, a rap beef. So it's just like, don't hold back. You know, remember when what Drake said about Pusha T song?
You know, I felt like he crossed the line. I wanted to punch him in the face. So there's rules to this.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I don't like that. Like, don't make the, you don't make the rules. Because, and that's the thing that I get mad about, too, when everyone said Kendrick's taking too long to respond. Again, Kendrick initiated this with Control and has been waiting ever since. Drake's been subliminal. He's never been direct. Now he's ready to be direct. Everybody's saying, Kendrick, where you at? Bro, I'm giving you the same thing you gave me. You ready to do something I've been ready to do doesn't mean you're, what does that mean? That just means, like, yo, you just now getting to the starting point that I got to. Like, what are we doing? Giovanni said,
and
bodyguard element. Okay. Yo, and you know what's crazy? My bad, Joe. You know what's crazy about that, Joe? Everyone's saying that Kendrick dropping after Taylor means that Drake was right. And I was like, that's true, but we still got it. I'd rather respond. Like, I don't care. We are paying somebody. They giving a percentage away. Like,
artistically speaking, though, when you hear Euphoria, the fact that he was able to switch up the beat and, you know, switch up his flow in one song, you know, like, I thought that shit was dope.
Yeah.
I thought that shit was dope, man. And then, you know, I felt like the whole song, man, from start to finish, it was just, yo, Kendrick shitted on Drake, man. I'm gonna just say that. It's every bar, line from line, yo. He came at this nigga's right-hand man, Chubbs. He was like, yo, let's see if Chubb really with it, too. For all the AIs and Ghost Riders that Drake got, because we all know he got them, he was like, you can bring them out, too, because I got smoke for all of them. Kendrick on his West Coast shit, man. I fuck with his energy, yo.
When it comes to Drake, I don't even care about the ghostwriter thing anymore because, like I told you already, I consider Drake an entertainer, not a rapper. So.
Yeah.
Beyonce has ghostwriters too. I'm not gonna take away that she can't sing. She can still vocally sing, but I'm not. That's all of these rappers. Nelly was revealed to have a ghostwriter. So it's like, and a lot of these rappers, like Ross in general, can't call anybody fake. You're a correctional officer who's portraying the lifestyle of somebody's identity that you stole to be successful.
Yeah. Honestly, at this point, when it really comes down to the whole beef, I'm not even thinking about Metro Boomin. I'm not thinking about Ross. Those dudes are small. Like, they irrelevant. It's more on the, you know, Kendrick versus Drake. I'm looking at those two sparring. Because, like, those are the only two people worth, you know, checking in on and listening to see what they got. What is this man doing, bro? Why are you hitting the brake so hard? Fuck,
just gotta, like I was telling everyone earlier, I'm tired of these artists. Well, I told you this too. I'm tired of these artists dancing around what the real issue is. Like, Metro shouldn't have gotten all of these artists to be like on the same page. If you don't like Drake, come at that man individually. Like, don't do, like, this is all corny. Chris Brown just was better than all of them. Yo, Chris?
Yo, he bodied them, yo. Chris bodied them, the whole.
I say nothing about that one, because that was, it's funny, Chris Brown and Quavo gave the energy that I wanted Drake and Kendrick to give to each other. We still don't get that. We're getting the opposite chest moves. We're going to wait to see. Stop with this. Just drop the music. You got nukes, drop it. Chris Brown, that Chris Brown and Quavo thing, let's leave that alone. Well, not us leave it alone, but they need to leave that alone because it's clearly about to escalate to like hands and stuff is about to be like exchanged, hopefully. Somebody looking for a fight.
You got to still give it time, though, because we finally see them go back and forth. This is the first time ever, and it's direct. It's not subliminal shots, so. I feel like, you know, Drake got a, you know, he got a song that's going to come out and that's going to do some damage. And I feel like Kendrick going, you know, he going to reciprocate and he going to do some damage too.
As long as we get music, man, I don't want to wait 3 more weeks. Like the Pusha beef, I was very disappointed in how that got interrupted and Drake got a pass off of that. Cole can't apologize. Kendrick can't take long. Like, people keep moving the goalposts for this. Like, yo, enough is enough. Drake keeps talking about people's wives, but he gets offended when Pusha was talking about his friend. Like, there should be no... If you're going to put safeguards in the rap, be for safeguards. But don't violate and then get mad. Why is he talking about my friend? Somebody's going to punch you. Bro, shut up. I hated that. I hated that whole thing. Everybody was like, nah, you can't do that. Since when?
But yo, let me ask you this, because everybody's saying that Kendrick ain't really saying shit. What is Drake saying? What is Drake saying that's impressive? Why are people, you know...
The fact that he's responding back, period. Because remember, he's back off the energy where he didn't respond to Push. So now the fact that he gave us another song is impressive. That's what it is. The shock value is like, we actually got him dissing Kendrick. Because he's been alluding to this a long time. That's what it is.
When you so really, the, low, the low expectations of Drake responding or entering into the ring is why he, you know, is why people are saying that he won.
Yeah, that's pretty much
that it. That make no sense. That make no sense.
Like, it was the fact that he had energy and he put his, you know, he's putting his foot on the gas. I will say this, but to be honest, this is my thing. Euphoria should have only had one day of playtime. Drake should have immediately had his response. So that means you didn't have anything or you're waiting. He told Academic, see you soon. It should be right there. Like I said to someone, I said, I remember when Royce and Lupe was beefing, and Royce dropped the diss, and Lupe immediately followed right after. So I was, this is what I'm talking about. Don't be like, I'll see you soon. Bro, you were the one that said you had something. At the end of push-ups, when you switched the beat up, you said you're trying to keep it PG. That song should be out. I shouldn't even be worrying about what you're going to say. I should be talking about what you said already. Like, that's it.
I don't know, but one thing you gotta understand about Drake, too, is, like, he's not going to just drop. Drake, I feel like he's probably...
I'm sorry, Joe said Drake brought up the allegation with Kendrick. Wife, fucking the bodyguard. Who else said that? That was clever in a sense that his wife's name was Whitney, and it was a bodyguard. Like, no, when I first of all,
that was a movie reference.
But that I was like, okay, all right. That was good, but that's just airing out dirty laundry. Like that's not really nothing to me. Where I'm like, you know what? Let me not say that.
So we're not going to talk about the
Bush revealed Drake had a son. I was fixated on that. I was like, yo. That was cool, but it's...
Pusher really forced this nigga to become a better father. Because now
You know what it is, Joe? It's not about what's being said first or what's being said again. It's really about what's going to be said afterwards. Because now, if these two have something where what they're saying now doesn't matter, it's about what's going to be said going forward. That's how I look at it at this point. Like, they both doing too much right now. Like, arguably, both their songs are the same. They're gimmicky. They're like, they're teases. They're not like what we're looking for. Like, I want the smoke. I want to be able to. If Euphoria is allegedly 19 minutes, give me that. I will sit down and be like, yo, oh, for the whole day. I got some things to go St. Peter and Paul. I did my tractor. This man's like, all right, yo. John, listen, whatever you got to draw, I got receipts too, all right? We don't got it, like, I'm not, like, I'm keeping the music right now. People said X gave Pusher that knowledge. But it doesn't matter who got the knowledge. Like, listen, we're not going to sit and act like artists aren't allowed to do, like, research on anything or try to find dirt. That was the whole premise of Yo Mama, like, the whole... TV show. You was able to go to somebody's house. That's the thing. It's who's willing to give that information you got to look at. But, you know, like, spill everything, man. Like, Chris didn't have to say what he said about Sweetie the Quavo.
That was Chris being Chris.
Yeah. Could have went our whole lives not knowing that those two ever interacted. But that's what you do. You drop bombs. And then Sweetie exposed Quavo in the DMs, and now Quavo's quiet.
Yeah, man. But be honest though, he was never gonna win this. He was never gonna win this rap.
But I know he was gonna lose, but just do it. You know what I mean? Like they don't like each other. So we got that. Now it's never gonna be a matter of like these fake interviews where it's like, nah, you know, I got no problem with Chris, and you do. Like, don't do that. Stand on the ground with the feet of the persona you created. Like, don't be like doubling back or doing that walk around the question. You know, like. Now, Ross, I don't want to see Ross piecing it up with Drake at all. I'm done with that. Yes, I lost a lot of good collabs out of that, but I'm done. Because Ross is really like, Ross to me is corny because, you know what I was thinking about today too? Well, earlier last night, I was like, you know, Ross is older than Drake. So when you was bringing him around, this is a young rapper that you wanted him around in your environment. Now you bashing him for that years later, but it's like, why not just school him then? I'm not going to have you in this. Like, I'm not going to have you use me for this. Now, it's like I said, everybody collected their checks, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, he's a culture vulture. But bro, we need him in it. We needed him on a hook. That was all there. All of that was still existing, man. Like, if I could add Ross to the live right now. That was just one.
Where does their beef stem from? Like, why are they beefing? Is it because of a girl? Is it a girl?
It's either a girl. It's either jealousy. Giovanni said, you know, in this hip-hop world, they're all best friends after the beef. Look at Drake and Meek. Drake and Meek's wasn't really that crazy. Meek exposed the secret about him being a ghostwriter, but it didn't go any further than that.
Yeah,
but, you know, I didn't pay attention to the beginning of that, but allegedly, Drake dissed Meek and Rico, and that's where that kind of came from. When he said the girl of your dreams to me is probably not a challenge. And I was like, okay, all right. Whoa. But that was something where it was like, it didn't get crazy. Nobody fought each other. Meek went to jail. And you look at the bigger picture, it's like, all right, we could squash that. Drake and Chris Brown being cool with each other, I wasn't expecting that. But when we got it, I was like, all right, we need that. Some things you know you can come back from, but this particular rap beef where everybody's clowning this one person, it's a little different because now it's like you can see it as a problem. Kanye and Drake, I don't think they're ever going to be cool. I think they'll be cordial in a sense where it's like, I'll collab for business purposes. I just don't like you.
Honestly, I think Kanye's losing a lot of friends right now because he's like, he's just one day he's your best friend, the next day he's talking shit, and he's all over the place. Mentally, you know, I don't think Kanye has a lot of friends at the moment.
So Ronnie said Drake violated his career and almost got Grammy nominated. He did? Well, you talking about off of views? Or when did he get beat? Wait. He went back to back. And that was surprising too, because I expected Drake to lose that because I know Meek is a battle rapper. But I think he, you know,
yeah, I was disappointed, man.
Look, he was beefing with Cassidy, and he lost that. And from there, everybody was looking at him differently. But, you know, Cassidy was a vet between those two. Back to back was Grammy nominated? That's insane. But you know what that also is, too? That's Drake.
George connection. Yeah. That's what that is.
I was thinking that, too. Like, that's where the privilege kicks in, where it's like, I'm able to do that. What other diss song has ever been nominated?
None, as far as I'm concerned, as I know. I know Ether was a hot diss.
Wait, you said he went back to the back. You did. I'm reading your comments, but you was like, yo, your age is showing. I left it alone. No other song. Yeah, that's that thing where it's like, you know, that's kind of crazy. That's kind of showing that, if not through you, that's showing that, yo, I have bigger connections and I can get away with a lot of stuff that a lot of artists can't. That's insane. I didn't know he was Grammy nominated. Look at what I'm learning. I am. Yo! No wonder he was talking all of that. He was beefing with Push. He was like, yo, my song got nominated. Then you got exposed. Oh, and Joe, if you're still here, Kendrick was also trying to say that Drake is not the dad that everybody thinks he is. That was another thing, too. He was like, yo, I was raising my kid. You don't know nothing about that. I was like, yo. Yeah. So there's a lot in that Euphoria song where it's just like, it makes it good because it's revealing, like, it's kind of shedding light on who Drake is. Like, if Drake is the person that's, like, struggling with his identity, if he's just doing all of this stuff where he's getting, like, surgery, and you know, your body, your choice. I'm not knocking nobody for getting no surgery, as long as he didn't act like, yo, all y'all not. He never called Ross fat, he just called him old. He said, yo, you about to be 50, you jumping into this. It's like, that's it. Cap on Drake connection. If that's the case, Kendrick wouldn't win. Well, no, big picture wise, Drake is gonna win because he has the public perception. Kendrick is too aloof to be considered. We know he's good lyrically, but you, me, and everybody in this group chat will be the only ones that'll be like, lyrically, one. Out, everybody's going to say it was Drake. That's my problem with all of this. Like, everyone's still going to be in favor of Drake. So even if everybody's hating Drake now, big picture-wise, it's just giving, it's making Drake look good at the end of the day. That's the thing that sucks. The way this rap beef initiated was hating on the person that was already considered safe in all regards. Drake is allowed to have ghostwriters. He's allowed to be a culture vulture. Everything that people have been throwing shots at that would normally end another any other rapper's career, he's still strong. 15 years.
Yeah, so you gotta
get his damn business. He was like, "Yo, man, I'm not gonna. If y'all, what am I gonna say to take him out?" Well, because of Cole Drake and Epstein died, we've been through this. No. Listen. I'm not. Don't put that on. I didn't know nothing. What I originally thought, because he was supposed to do, he was supposed to reveal he had a son on Scorpion. Pusha beat him to that first. So I just assumed that he was in, you know, in his son's life. I know nothing. All right. I don't know what's going on with that. What sucks is how rappers know rap beef. Like, Ethan, like you said. Yeah. Like, it's just too, like, you want, like, if you want smoke, go for the smoke. Like, everybody keeps saying, I'm good in your city. Okay, be good in the booth. Like, yo, don't tell me what city you good in. Record, drop something. Like, sit in that man's neighborhood and drop the song. That's what I want. Like,
that's just it, man. They're afraid that if they do start, like, a rap beef or they say some shit, they're afraid that they might lose that battle. And they got to live with that. That's what it comes down to.
It's like enough of all of this already. Because after when Ross was dissing Drake and he dropped Champagne Moments, he went to go perform Aston Martin. I'm like, is that a flex? Or are you just saying that that's one of your songs that you know you people are looking to listen to?
I got the Drake hoodie on too, right? Yeah. Yo, Rick Ross is a clown.
But Ross did say too, like, yo, if you want to reach out and talk to me, don't be in my D. He said something. I don't know. Like I said, he just needs to be careful with that. Like, well, I said this before I recorded. He just needs to be, that white boy thing is like, that's all you really have, man. Like, we all know you, Faith. Like, and yo, it hurts me to say that Ross is one of my favorite rappers, bro.
Honestly, I think Ross is just, you know, he's doing this shit for like shits and giggles. I don't think he's really taking his beef serious. Because I think he's just being a clown. Yep. He's just saying anything and doing anything to remain relevant.
Party relevant, that's the problem, man. Like, you don't gotta do it, yo.
But it's attention, man. It's attention. Everybody wants to
listen to it. It's all over except for J. Cole, which is fine, but
yeah.
You got, yo, Steph and John to talk about themselves getting old. I'm reading all these comments in the chat, like, yo, but yeah, ultimately, like, I'm gonna say this one more time to double, I'm not gonna keep this too long. Euphoria was the better diss between Euphoria and a TaylorMade freestyle. It was articulate, it was witty, it was clever. It is replayable. People just don't want to hear the truth about Drake. That's what it is. Yeah. There's a lot of Oreo stands, a lot of people whose their favorite animals are owl. I'm just saying what it is. J. Cole came out in the best shape after all of this. And even J. Cole, like,
I respect him dropping out too.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I want the whole parts of this, because you could tell it's about to get personal.
Yes. 7 minute drill, I'm not gonna say it was the best diss. I like the fact that he responded. If we really want to talk about it, Cole responded first. I heard that's gonna 5 in the morning. I went to go use the bathroom and I seen it and I screenshot it. I said, let's go. When he took it down, I was like, all right, I knew it was too good to be true when I caught the song earlier. Because I didn't catch the Kendrick song earlier. My phone was dead and then I got messages. You sent me a message and then Tommy was like, yo, Kendrick responded. So I was like, oh my God. But when it was me, 5 in the morning representing Cole. The next day, it wasn't feeling right in my spirit. I was like, yo, what? Yo, what are you talking? Wait, what is this happening?
Yeah, nah. He did respond first. And I gotta say, man, that diss was whack.
Everybody had the start off diss where it's like, let me see where it goes. But thank God Cole didn't say nothing crazy, because it was like, yo, it could have been worse. Like, yo, it could have really went left. Like, but you hate this. See it, man. I do feel like all of this is a rollout too. Like, entertainment-wise, if I really want to be honest, this feels fake. I feel like they're all cool with each other. They all feel like, yo, we've been friends for so long. Let's just break the crew up right now. Cole, your album's the fall, so let's have you actually fall off. Like, what? Yo, what? Like, yo,
that's. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like this shit, it just blew up. Like, it came out of nowhere. It just came out of nowhere. Everybody was just on some fuck Drake shit. Like, it's like a Me Too movement.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. It came out of nowhere. I did not expect everybody to just come at Drake the way he did, the way they did.
Everyone was like, you know, like, it's just a weird time for music, but we're still getting music. You got and
I wouldn't say weird. I wouldn't say weird. I like this shit. This is competitive, man. This is hip hop. You know?
Joe said I wish Cole never responded. No, I'm glad he did because he was just he didn't know what the water was, and had he not responded, he would have been pushed to respond at a different time. Better we have it. And you know what I found out? If you have the album, might delete later, the disc is still there. You have access to the disc. So he didn't take it down. He removed it from being purchased as a single. So
yo, you know what? My bad, not to cut you off. I think the reason why Cole dropped out was because Drake probably showed him the disc that he had for Kendrick if Kendrick was to respond.
Wait, Joe. I'm reading with Joe. So, Joe, what you trying to say? You're not calling. You can't call himself the GOAT. This is my problem. Hold up, because this is my thing, and we're not doing that, Joe. We're not doing that. Because you could join this live right now with that energy. He's still the GOAT. Why is he not the GOAT? Because he apologized. The GOATs can't humble themselves. Like whoa, yo. I can't. Joe, when did you sign the OVO? When did you become Joe VO, yo? When did you become Joe VO? No, this is the thing, John. This is the thing that got on my nerves that initiated this whole conversation in the first place. People started saying what Cole couldn't do. Drake did not respond to Pusha because another man told him not to. And then it was always, I could have did this and I could have did that. And now all of a sudden, he's one of the best rappers of all time. He can call himself the GOAT when he dodges the smoke and Cole can't. How many times Cole comes trying to murder people? All right, but after Drake left that Pusha thing, he should have shut up too. So you saying, Jovial is funny. Yo, so you saying that Cole can't walk away from this? Cole stepped down on his own. No one else said, yo, we not doing this. If Drake was really going to come at Pusha and prove he was a GOAT, he can't push him. He lost on the technicality of somebody else stepping in. That's an L for me. And we not going to push past that. And you going to allow, you going to, I don't know if you're sitting or standing, you going to say that Drake is the GOAT? That's crazy, yo. Like, Drake,
Joe,
he called himself the GOAT when he was on CM Green. See? You see? Don't do that. Let's not do that, yo. He said, I'm already known as the GOAT. Yo, oh. I swear to God, yo, this is the problem, yo. This is what I mean with bias, yo. Not when he say that. And if he didn't say that, he said that on multiple times. He said he was number one. He said he was the best. I just listened to Western Road Flows while I was at work today. He said TBE, the best ever. No, he's not the GOAT. I said, wow, one time, Cole. This is what I'm talking about, yo. Whether he said it one time or not, he acknowledged himself as the GOAT. Once you put yourself in that category, and especially when you, the way he moved after that Pusha T thing was disgusting, bro. He was dancing around it. He redid Scorpion. He wanted to say something, but he couldn't. I couldn't do this. I saw myself writing something, and I was out of frame. He said the same thing Cole said on stage, and Cole got, bro. Yeah, oh, that's just, I might be signing OVO. If I was, now he's signing it. I hate that. If anybody could call himself the GOAT right now out of those three, it's Kendrick Lamar. Because he's never said anything where he's backtracked. Both those two artists backtracked, and one is getting mad static for standing on his concert apologizing. Whereas someone spoke for Drake and said, we're not doing that. We're not going to get dirty. Let me not say nothing. I'm going to leave that one. But the gentleman who said what he said for Drake, sit down somewhere, yo. Like, well, he already did. Because I'm tired of this, yo. This is what I mean by no bias. J. Cole can't call himself the GOAT anymore. He's still the GOAT because right now, who's a better rapper out of those three that he can't say he's the GOAT? So you telling me right now, if Cole dropped it out, you're not going to listen to it? You're going to leave it alone because he apologized? Cole is one of the best rappers out here. I stand Santos and say, no, you know what? I don't want to be biased. I just said I'm not going to do that, but that's crazy.
Nah, talk your shit, man. Talk your shit.
That's crazy. Drake has been saying he's the best out of all of these rappers forever. He kept saying, like, first he went from saying, I'm not going to respond to rappers, and he responded. So he's already a hypocrite and a liar. too. He called himself the GOAT on multiple occasions. He recently said it. He called himself Michael Jackson. Who's Michael Jackson? GOAT. Like, what are we doing here? I'm going to listen to Cole, but take months to listen. He's going to play track one in January. And then play. Round one was evenly matched. All right. I'll take that a bit. Wow, Cole can't pull himself the GOAT. Mad people saying that. I'm like, why? We act like that asterisk in Drake's career. Push your body, Drake. He exposed his secrets. He ruined his press front. All Drake had to do was respond. Whether he would have won or lost, his consistency would have made him the GOAT to me. You backing out and then you telling people what should be done in a rap battle? That's corny, yo. Yeah, 40's getting dissed. You're like, I don't care. Like, yo, like, there's no rules in the rap beef.
Nope.
Come on now. And even Kendrick said that in the song. You keep talking about my family. Like, yo, we go. Like, there's no such Prince over Michael. Alright, wait. Alright. Listen, I'm gonna let y'all have that one. Like I said, it's opinionated. I'm just saying Michael Jackson is a GOAT. Prince is a GOAT too. But what I'm saying is both have acknowledged himself as the GOAT. Cole can still be any other rapper, so he's not gonna allow to do that. But with in this situation, with what the situation entails, even if I'm sounding like I'm being biased, this is more than just a competitive rap beat. These have static and issues with each other, and what it is bigger than what Cole completely bowed out. I wish I could send receipt IG live. Yo, I'm screen recording the whole thing. Prince is the GOAT. I never said he wasn't. Look at John trying to keep like his, yo, what contracts you got over there? Yo? You got Diddy allegations and now you were doubling down on Prince. Man, yo, like, oh, I got a text message from Tommy. He said time to lock in. Is he in the lock?
What Tommy got to say?
Yeah, is Tommy in the lock?
What Tommy got to say?
I said a GOAT. Oh, you saying Prince is the GOAT, the greatest of all time out of everybody. Bro, that is your opinion. I have not followed Prince's catalog to that degree to say anything else otherwise, to agree or disagree. I'm just saying in general, Drake has alluded that he is the greatest of all time. And he did something that put an asterisk in his career. The difference is, out of three of them, Drake was the most consistent artist. So when he does so much, when he drops so much music, you tend to forget all that. I didn't. I never forgot because I was disappointed in Scorpion. That Scorpion was trash. Low-key. I say now it's a 6 out of 10, but for what it was supposed to be and then what we got because of all of that nonsense, it was ruined. Like, OVO, I even asked. First of all, I like the sound of that. Like, second of all, like, nah, like, I'm not.
Yo, that's funny, OVO, Ivan. You did at one point want to sign to him, too.
I did. And I still do. And I'd be the only one there be like, yo, listen, yo, you corny. You need people in your circle to tell you that. First of all, whoa. Sean John, let's calm down over there. This man said, you the only one in that Star City.
Round one was evenly matched. I agree with that.
All right. I still think I wasn't listening. Okay. The reason why I'm the only one that's saying that it's not evenly matched is because Taylor Made was a troll song and it worked because it disrespected what Kendrick did.
Before it
was the lyrical diss where it's like,
yeah,
it was first. It wasn't the catchy song. It was like, all right, this is the surgical summer that Pusha promised. That Pusha T, Pusha P line was pretty hard. Sean, Ivan, y'all. Look at y'all. So, yeah, this is what y'all do. This is the industry plants right here trying to elude and put me. Yo, I'm not signed with nobody. I'm going to change my mind tomorrow. Yeah, me and Diddy spoke. I got a Ciroc deal. And at the end of the day, I just want to take back what I said. I was under the influence, and I don't ever want to be that person. But you know what's going to happen. You know?
Hey, yo, bro, I'm going to have to log off. I got to go through this house.
Yeah, I'm gonna. First of all, out of context, that's wild. I'm gonna have to go to this. You sound like, man, it's like I have to run up somebody's crib. All right, yo, do what you gotta do. Get this off.
So I gotta service his house. Don't say that. Don't apply anything. Nah, nigga, don't do that.
I didn't say. You say we out of
the. I'm gonna sound like Rob. You know I can't. You know, I got the fed. Yo, you remember that? Rob was like, nah, I can't go. You know, we being watched. What the fuck you mean you being watched, yo?
Yo. All right, go ahead, man. If you turn a missing, I know Canada got you. Because you rep Compton pretty. You came in pretty heavy with Compton, so.
Yo, good enough. Nah, because you know what it is? I'm happy because Kendrick finally responds. Like, these two have, we've been waiting for these two to go at each other for a long time. Pause. We've been waiting for them to battle each other. You know what I'm saying? So now that Kendrick finally responds, it's like about fucking time. You got a lot of people on this Drake bandwagon, which I think is corny, but I mean, listen, I'm gonna give Drake his flowers because he has been the most consistent out of the three, and he's constantly dropping music, so I gotta give him his respect. But lyrically, he ain't fucking with Kendrick. I don't care what no one say. And that Euphoria diss was, I fuck with it. I would prefer that over the two disses that Drake did. But I'm looking forward to the next round. I want to see what Drake's gonna drop. Because I know he's going to drop some shit.
Nah, absolutely. Like, yo, that's what I'm waiting for, too. But listen, do what you got to do. I'm going to end the live here. I think it's already been like an hour and some change. And I'm pretty sure my screen recorded stopped. If it didn't, this episode is going up smoothly. But if it didn't, you know. Oh, Clint said, I feel like Drake. Yo, Clint joined? Oh, my God. I didn't know Clint was, yo. How y'all doing this to me on this Wednesday, yo? I feel like I'm doing a radio station right now, yo. I think they both have like bombs, but they both scared of each other. Clint, you missed the Clint. Clint. I know we got a collab. I know this. Noted. A lot of people here except for John that I'm a collab with, yo.
This guy.
But I'm a like, all right. Well, listen. It's been dope. I appreciate this, Joe. I'm not like, I hear what you're saying too. Like, I'm just like getting hyped for the sake of getting hyped. But I'm just basically saying Drake and Cole are two sides of the same coin. So if you're gonna say one can't do something, you gotta acknowledge the other can't do that either. Like, that's what I'm basically trying to say. Like, get the OVO aisle off your sweat.
Oh shit! Somebody said no Ivan. Oh shit!
yo, you see what Drew want to do? You want to like tell? You want to leave and then leave comments, yo?
Nah. I just looked at it now
because
I was looking at it.
Look what we doing in the community, yo. Couldn't find nothing empowering. Just like, yo. But all right, bro. All right, everyone. Listen, we'll no Ivan. This is funny. Look, you see this? He trying to leave, but he could just stay for another 30 minutes. All right.
That's
all right.
Crazy.
Let's. Next episode is going to be about mental health, like the original plan was, and we're going to go from there. All right. This is going to be, this was a really good live. Appreciate Drew coming in and bringing that energy. Smash Clue, TDE. He said TDE off the gate, so I don't even know.
Right. Damn right, man. Representing our Compton, man. What's going on? What's up?
Yo, yeah. You see it? But, you know, if anybody want to do lives to talk music, just let me know. If anybody just want to do lives to just talk in general, keep me posted. I'm home today. I'm gonna be on the laptop. I'm locked in, and then I'm gonna disappear like the Avatar for 100 years after this. So, happy May, everyone! First day of the month. I mean, let's get that rent ready.
Back to reality.
But y'all,
shit, all right, bro.
Yeah, y'all be good, everyone. We'll do this later. A lot later. I'll join the next live. Wrestle Talks. Yeah. That's the episode I got to get. Oh, Joe, you still here? We were talking about the whole TikTok thing and how and John nominated you as like somebody that really can elaborate and speak on that. So if you're down to do these episodes, keep me posted. Just join. Just either join the live or make the live, and then I'll just go from there. But we're going. We'll elaborate. Rez, Clint, everybody's joining as soon as I'm signing off. That is crazy, yo, but I'm going to holler at y'all. I'm going to holler at everyone. Y'all be safe. Enjoy y'all. I should have two. I'll be back. And the way you said I know a little, you got the giant book. You got the rules. Remember that book from Fairly Odd Parents when it was like a giant book? That shows me what you have. I'm gonna get out of here, everyone. I'll be good. Enjoy the day. Remember, we all get music at the end of the day. It's all entertainment. And I'll be back to speak on it more. But yes, Kendrick won. No, I'm joking.